This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm presuming we have the guests. Is that right? Do we have? Okay.
I am here.
All right. So I reached out today to the Firearms Coalition because I want to talk about all this junk that I'm hearing out of Washington, D.C. about SCOTUS and Maxine Waters and all these other people. So joining me is Chris Knox from Firearms Coalition. So good evening, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
That's right. He's way out west right now.
Yeah, I'm just down the road from your friends at AR-500.
There you go. Well, I love them. I love those guys.
It's a great place. Good people.
Yes, they are. We deal with leftists all the time talking about guns, and it's always opposite day when they're talking about guns because they can't deal as far as from a viewpoint of honesty. But yeah, now they want to.
In fact, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yes, it does. But right now, with these, they're very upset. I mean, this was not a good week for them. Their metrics are horrible. And as they're going in there, the blue wave is over. There's not going to be a blue wave. There's not even going to be a blue ripple.
Hopefully. Hopefully, we shall see.
But the one thing that everybody wanted Trump to do was put another Supreme Court justice in place. And he's going to get to do it, and he's going to get to do it before his second year is up. So they can't get out there and say, well, let's do the Biden thing like they did with George H.W. back when Joe Biden was out there. And there was no Supreme Court vacancy to fill at the time. But he said, we should not consider this, even though he's got 18 months left. So Trump's got over 2 years left. Now Schumer is trying to apply the Biden standard to the elections in the midterms for the Senate.
And the Biden standard, of course, is they believe they should wait until there's been an election to intervene before naming another Supreme Court justice. And even that might backfire on them because they're as much as the Republicans have been striving to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, they may win this thing in spite of themselves.
Yes, I know.
And in which case they would expand their majority, and the Democrats would be even more puckered than they are today.
Yeah, the thing with New York right now. I love the thing with New York because nobody's going to vote for a socialist. Nobody's going to vote for a socialist. I don't care. I don't care where they're coming from. I don't care what's not even in California. I think they vote for a socialist.
She's a straight up commie. Although we have one out here in Arizona, we've got Comrade Raul Grijalva, who hangs his red flag out there every day.
So, with this, do you think? I mean, will this result in the full-on hydrogen option, the thermonuclear option? Will we get out there and will McConnell have to, in order, because McConnell has these moments of absolute, wow, I wish he was like that 24 hours a day, right? He was that way with Garland Merrick or Merrick Garland or whatever that guy was. He was out there. He held everybody's feet to the fire on that one. He's been that way with some of these appointees as he's trying to shove them through. Other times he just sort of looks like he's having a formaldehyde cocktail. But I think on this one, I think this is his moment where he's going to look out there and say, this is how I separate myself from the herd. And I think he's going to try to make this happen before the election. Do you think he'll have to invoke anything special, or will there be enough Democrats that say, well, you know, hey, this is what presidents do? Senior senator, you know, Lindsey Graham, gets out there and says, this is what presidents do, so I'll vote for him. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and this is, and that's a good question, but we know the Democrats will filibuster it, and it would take 60 votes to get on the other side, to get past that. And I don't think that they're going to break ranks. I am somewhat concerned is that, again, out here in Arizona, we've got people like Jeff Flake. And I'm not even going to mention the senior senator. And I'm not sure whether he's going to be around for that vote, but I don't think we're going to have to worry about it. But I'm not convinced that those guys would vote with us. You know, the guys that strive to be this moderating influence, and sometimes that's really not what you need. There is such thing as too much moderation in moderation.
Well, I don't refer to it as moderation. I just I refer to it as being happy to do nothing.
Yeah.
And, they seem to be happy a lot of times to do nothing, and that is the part that thoroughly irritates me. To no
That's
end,
true.
Where they get out there and say, well, you know, I cannot in good conscience. Well, look, pal, you didn't get voted for your good conscience. Get out there and move the chains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as much as I hate to see it, because this rule is going to come back and bite us when the pendulum rolls the other way, but that card has been played, you know. Just like when you're playing hearts, once hearts have been broken, you can play them. And
well, I mean, that was going to change anyway. That was going to change anyway. If they ever do get the power back, which as they keep going and lurching left, it looks further and further away from at least, you know, Schumer and Pelosi are getting pretty doggone old. And
yeah,
I don't know if we'll ever see
them. What's even better is that they're becoming the moderates. That's what's even funnier.
Yeah,
because the Democrats are hurtling into the left wing total. You know, they're going to be singing the International now before every Democratic convention.
Well, they're going to try to jump the electoral cliff, and I don't think they have enough horsepower to clear that canyon, so they're going to...
But, gosh, I'm going to enjoy watching them try.
Yeah. Napoleon used to say, don't interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake.
That's right.
So
that's right. They're doing such a great job of it.
Yeah, well, I kind of think that was set when they stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and a whole lot of people were very upset about that. So now the Bernie Sanders...
The civil war within the Democratic Party is going on right now. And much as, you know, the Republicans are divided, too, between the Tea Party and between what was the Tea Party and the Rhinos. But the Democrats, there's some genuine craziness over there. And I'm not saying the Republicans are immune to craziness, but there's some real banana craziness on the left side. And it's going to be interesting to watch it.
Let me get you to hold right there and tell everybody how to find the Firearms Coalition. Tell everybody how to find that stuff and all the stuff that you guys do.
We are firearmscoalition.org, and we're refreshing the website. It's got real stale because that webmaster, I'm going to have to fire him. Oh, wait a minute, it's me.
That's you.
Anyway, we're revitalizing it, but the best place to look for us right now is on Facebook, and we've got a lot of links out to Ammo Land. My brother Jeff, he gets the writing credit. I usually edit his stuff, and I occasionally ghostwrite something for him. But we are we just kind of put our analysis out there and say our piece, throw it out there, and let people think what they will.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. Did you see where that law professor is out there advocating that members of the Trump staff start carrying guns?
Yeah. Which I was surprised to see it coming from a law professor, but that's a good sign that somebody
from
who has
from academia, yeah, game,
I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't blame them if they did. If I were in that much in the public eye, I certainly would. I might now.
Well, I do. I mean, there's quite a few of them, like Jeff Duncan, who was the congressman that, what was his name, Hodgkinson, asked, hey, are you guys the Republicans? He's a local around here, and he carries a gun when he's here, and he's quite adept, and, you know,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with him when he's carrying a gun. So, I would like to see that happen, but it's what's surprising about it is most of the time academia is sort of reserved about some of their proclamations they make, aren't they? I mean, isn't that sort of – this is like him getting up and starting to pole dance, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I say. It was kind of undiscovered country to hear, you know, I think it's great advice, but coming from a law professor, that was unusual. What doesn't surprise me is listening to Maxine Waters give people reason to carry, and she's crazy enough, and some of her friends, you don't know what's going to come out from that.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you get out there and tell people to indulge in that and just expect them to hold it right there and not go any further than that. I mean, that's the kind of thing we have to worry about as self-defenders, because the reason we carry guns is if somebody comes up and wants to rob us, we don't know if they're just going to take our watch and run or if they're going to go a little further than that.
Yeah, maybe they don't want witnesses. You don't know.
Don't know. So it's surprising that she said it. It's also surprising how Schumer and Pelosi, even though Pelosi didn't really try, how they're... they're trying to pull it back, and they can't.
It's really hard to get that toothpaste back in the tube.
Yep.
Once it's spattered all over the road.
That's true. Yeah, I never had thought of it that way. I like the analogy, though. So where do you think this goes? I mean, in Washington, D.C., I know they have gone shall issue in order to save all of the rest of the anti-gun places out there, but... Is it easier now to get one, or is it about as hard as it used to be, or how hard?
It's much easier now than it was, but I know that back in the day when Dad was up there, and I spent a year just shadowing him when Dad was the executive director of ILA. I followed him around on the Hill. I'd just gotten out of the Army or actually just gotten out of college, and I was trying to think of what I wanted to do. And I hung around with him up there for a while. And one of the congressmen, I won't say who, I believe he's still up there, actually did not even know, had no idea what D.C.'s gun law was, but he carried illegally, but he carried. And that was just caught.
He did get caught.
No, he never got caught. Not that I know of. And he was discreet about it and was saying. There's a story about Elmer Keith carrying in Washington, D.C. Elmer Keith, of course, the inventor of the .357 and .44 Magnum.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did he carry, though?
.44.
Really? Wow.
.29.
All the pictures I've ever seen of Elmer Keith always looked like he was sort of a small guy, and he could hide a Model 29, that's impressive.
Well, he had it under his coat, and he actually got surrounded because he kind of stuck out. And Elmer and some other gun writers, and this story has gone around gun writer circles for a long time. Elmer and some other gun writers were in town for some kind of NRA to do, and they got out of the tourist safe zone. They had gone to a restaurant, and they got kind of surrounded by some at-risk youth who thought that Elmer's hat looked interesting. And Elmer looked over at them, and he reached under his coat, and he hauled out that Model 29. And all of a sudden, as one of the one of the gun riders who was there said all we could see was butts and elbows, and all of a sudden we had lots of breathing room.
It almost sounds like that Crocodile Dundee scene where he says, "That's not a knife, this is a knife."
That's pretty much it. But this is, well, this is what cowboys carry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
Elmer wore that big old silver belly hat with about a 5-inch brim, and he looked like a roofing nail.
Right.
But that was how he, that's how Elmer rolled.
That's amazing. I don't remember the last time I heard an Elmer Keith story. It's been a long time since I heard one. He was a really small guy, wasn't he? He was a very diminutive fellow. He wasn't very tall. He was sort of small, and he always liked to carry those big revolvers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've seen a picture. I've tried to find it. There's a picture of Elmer shooting a .45-70 handgun. And he's up shooting it offhand, one-legged, and he's in full recoil. The gun is pointed straight up in the air, and he's reared back on his back leg, and front leg is a little bit up in the air.
Right.
And the caption was, recoil was moderate.
Yeah, for some people like that, my uncle was that way. He liked those big revolvers.
Just eat that stuff like candy.
Recoil. I kind of like that. Man. That's sort of nice. Yeah, but anyway. Now,
let's know the gun went off.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, well, everybody knows the gun went off in 2 or 3 counties. Yeah.
No getting around that.
No getting around that. So when we get back, I want to talk about Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Because nobody's talking about Las Vegas, and we don't know anything. There has been literally nothing about Las Vegas, and that's when we get back from the break. I mean, no leaks, no nothing. It's just fallen by the wayside. And I mean,
I've got a couple of thoughts about it, and I've been wondering how many lives that dude saved by using a bump stock.
Yes, we can go ahead and discuss that as well. But that's when we get back. Yeah. Firearms Coalition. Find them on Facebook right now. Chris is out there. Doing a refresh, a new face for the website. So go to the Facebook page. You can find what Jeff writes, his brother, at ammoland.com. Jeff is a very prolific writer, especially when Chris writes for him, right? And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
Today, shortly before 3 p.m. Eastern Time, there was a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. At least 5 people are dead and multiple people are injured. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says things could have been a lot worse.
I want to thank the law enforcement professionals who responded. Our emergency response team they did an incredible job. They're still doing the job right now, but the fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
This eyewitness told WJLA-TV what he saw from his next-door office.
The door of the Capitol Gazette had been blown to pieces. It was in shattered pieces all on the carpet. And this guy was holding what looked like a big shotgun and moving across the entrance of the Capitol Gazette office, pointing the gun deeper into the office like he was targeting people.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition, and I want to talk about Las Vegas, because Las Vegas was the... Did you go to SHOT Show?
I missed it this year. In fact, I've missed the last couple of years, unfortunately. I really want to get back out there. I'd like to see you out there.
Well, I was out there this past year, and I'd like to see you out there as well. But,
it's on me, man.
When you're going to the airport, you're actually in the line of fire from Mandalay Bay. And you can see Mandalay Bay in the distance, and you can see these fuel tanks that he supposedly was actually targeting with his vehicle full of Tannerite. And if you're looking at it and you're me, and you're a guy who used to shoot M16s in the military and shoots a lot of AR-15s as a civilian, you're looking at that shot saying, there's no way. I don't care what kind of an optic you got, and I don't care. I mean, you'd have to be a mathematical genius, and then you'd have to have some sort of thing measuring your angle on your weapon, just to get the right. You're probably not. You're looking way up in the clouds for that kind of trajectory at that distance. That
and it's
shooting
a 57 grain bullet.
Yeah, that's it.
But they did. There were holes in those fuel tanks.
Yeah.
Now, I would really like to see a scatter map of where the rounds landed, because, as I said before the break, I really think that his bump stock kept some of the some of those rounds from impacting in the middle of the crowd. If he had had even going into the crowd was 400 yards away. I was looking at this on a map just the other day, that's where I confirmed, yes, he did hit those tanks with a couple of rounds, but I'm thinking those are stray rounds from the recoil of the bump stock. I've shot a bump stock. You can't hit nothing with
Well, here's the thing about this, though, that I never heard how many people were just wounded with bullets, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that there was 500 and some people hurt, but I never heard how many people were wounded.
They could have skinned their knee on the way out.
Right, falling, shrapnel, all kinds of stuff, tripping over things, falling over things. And, you know, that hurts, too. That hurts, too. But, I mean, there was nobody in the hospital after a week. And when you get hit with a rifle round, even at that distance, you're still getting hit with a rifle round. It's still going to put a serious, grievous wound to you. So, to your point, let's go to your point about the bump stock and the fact that he employed the bump stock. What do you think about that?
I remember hearing the recordings, and I thought, wow, that's automatic fire. And then all of a sudden I heard it was going, it was, the speed was varying. Now, oh no, he's got a bump stock. And I called it. But there's just too many weird stories coming out of that. And honestly, I'm not a conspiracy buff, but the way the news blackout went out on that, and what really bothers me is if this dude really wanted to wipe the place out, why didn't he load his airplane full of Tannerite and set up a landing on the stage on Jason Aldean?
Yeah, you know, a lot of questions about that. I still would like to know why he took 28 guns.
But, yeah, that's a lot of guns to carry.
Well, I mean, he only used two.
Yeah.
Why did he need 20? And, you know, it doesn't look like he had, that's going to be hard to figure out. I don't know if he, you know, after you knock out those windows on on Mandalay Bay, and if you've never seen Mandalay Bay, it's just glass.
Yeah.
And when you knock out one of those windows, it's a garage door size that he knocked out. So.
Yeah, inside. Those windows are garage door size, and you've got, it's floor to ceiling, and you can walk right out that door, right out that window once you've knocked it out.
Yep. So that sort of seems like he wasn't planning on that, on getting away with that. But I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm looking at this stuff. And the other thing is we haven't heard nothing. We haven't heard any. We got three or four different timelines in the beginning and then nothing. We've heard nothing. We've heard stuff about Parkland. We've heard stuff about Sutherland, Texas. We've gotten all kinds of details about all these things out there. And still, I mean, with Sutherland, Texas, you know, you got the military and the Air Force and the government involved, and we've still been hearing things about this. We've still heard how this managed not to happen and all these other things. Las Vegas, nothing.
Yeah, that one went real quiet, and what's just some of the things that make you go, and you can't, you don't know what they mean, but, you know, his Filipina girlfriend, who, you know, right now they're having a shooting war in the Philippine Islands with Muslim terrorists. And so what's going on there? You know, is there a connection? Who knows? And that he did all this under the radar, that he was, and apparently he was a man of means and pretty much independent, and he chose to do it this way? I don't get any of this stuff. Just a weird, weird, weird story.
So, do you think, is this because tort lawyers are circling and waiting to, because, you know, they're gonna sue Mandalay Bay into out of existence because they allowed this guy to put 28 guns in it? There's, you know, we haven't seen any of the video.
I think that's a real possibility, and it is something that they're probably keeping a lid on it. And, of course, Mandalay, but, you know, the casinos in Vegas are the government.
Right.
So they're probably keeping a lid on that. And I think that's a factor. There's a lot of discussion that they're going to have hidden millimeter wave radar, scanning radar, some kind of technology in the lobbies of the hotels. So that's going to be interesting when the SHOT Show comes to town, because I know good and well a lot of those people walking around on the floor of the SHOT Show are carrying.
Sure.
See whether they have that law or whether they have that piece of paper from Nevada or not. So that's going to raise some issues. And, you know, if somebody's going to come check into the hotel, when you're checking in and you're carrying, or if you've got guns in your luggage, are they going to start hassling people as they go walking through the, walking across the lobby to check in the hotel to spend a week that's going to cost, that's going to be, you know, anywhere from $800 to $1,000 for a week in a nice hotel? What is, it's going to be an interesting, interesting time when SHOT Show comes to town.
Yeah. I stopped some of the cops that were in there, and I mean, I was surprised how many cops are in there, and I was also, I'm increasingly, and I don't have a problem with it, but I'm increasingly amazed at how close they're starting to look like somebody geared up for combat. But that's beside the point. I think they should be, because they, you know, if anything bad really, really happens, they're the first responders. But having said that, when I was asking them this stuff, I mean, Nevada's an open carry state. So, I mean, if you, if your permit's recognized, you can either open carry, I guess, or conceal carry in Nevada.
Yeah, you can open carry without a permit in Nevada. Now, they do have reciprocity with Arizona. But the signs, I believe the signs have the force of law. Like out here in Arizona, we've got the sign, if you violate a sign, it's just trespass law. All they can do is ask you to leave.
Right.
Some states, they, if you violate that sign, well, it's a separate charge and you're subject to losing your permit and stuff. So there's, I don't know, and Las Vegas itself is Las Vegas is basically New York West. So it's pretty benighted from a Second Amendment standpoint.
Right.
And the cops kind of act like it, although they're very tolerant of people, you know, drinking and doing comestibles and walking around and acting silly on the strip.
Let me get you to hold right there.
Go ahead.
This is Chris Knox from Firearms Coalition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I have been talking to Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Chris, do you think, given the nature of things, the last two unfortunate incidents in Santa Fe, Texas, and now Maryland, where just the dreaded guns that they are so intent on banning still being used, still devastating? Do you think they might get it now? They're not, though, are they? They're not going to get it.
No, they'll never get it. Although right now we're still at the early stages of this, and there's no accurate reporting. So I dismiss everything except even the body count. I don't expect it to be accurate. Last I heard was, I think, five dead. God rest them. I'm still horrible. But I did hear a witness saying that the gun looked like a shotgun.
Yeah.
Which is, again, that's a departure from the narrative, and, you know, it's supposed to be the AR-15 that's this year's devil's gun.
Yeah.
And now the last two highest profile shootings have been done with shotguns, which, well, as both of us know, it's the deadliest gun in the civilian arsenal, and it's certainly more deadly and will inflict more damage, certainly inside, than a lot of other choices.
But, yeah, indoors, there's just no getting away from it. I mean, that's why James Holmes used it first in Aurora. That's why, yeah, Aaron Alexis used the one he used at the D.C. Naval Yard. It's.
I don't even know these dudes' names, and the one point that I want to make about mass shooting, and this is where I saw a really disturbing article about this, that, and they called it a slow motion riot.
Right.
That these guys, they feed off of each other, and these guys do it because somebody else did it.
Right.
And it's a snowball, and the only way that I know of to contain it is very much the same way that that the press. Have you noticed that you don't see a whole lot of press coverage about suicides, and they're very sensitive about how they deal with that topic? But in the case of a mass shooting, which is almost always a suicidal act, they splash scores and body counts and all the rest across the screen, and, you know, they publish these Fruit Loops screeds and their expositions and whatever they have to say,
Right.
And as though they've got something worth hearing. They don't have anything worth hearing. They're crazy. They're animals. They're not worth. They don't deserve being among living humans.
Well, me and a lot of people disagree on the whole. Should we name them? And the reason I name these rampage killers, and I don't call them shooters, because you're a shooter, I'm a shooter. I call them rampage killers. Mm-hmm. The reason
I
name these rampage
there.
Killers is I remember when Colin Ferguson shot up the New York subway.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be talking about Colin Ferguson, and they would mention him discreetly, but I saw his Ruger P85 9mm pistol every time they were depicting him. That's what they were flashing on the screen. And, you know, it comes down to, you know, guns don't have intent. I know that. You know that. Everybody knows that. And I think the thing that has to keep getting rammed home is that it's not the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, you know, like we're talking about suicide, it seems that a lot of us like to follow trends because I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of these celebrity types like to commit suicide by hanging themselves.
I know. I've had this rather grim thought. It's actually very grim, but I'm going to say it out loud. But I'm probably going to wish I had.
Just don't cuss too much about it.
Nope, not going to cuss on your radio show.
Thank you.
Robin Williams, but gun owners owe Robin Williams a debt of gratitude that he didn't kill himself with a gun.
Yeah.
I just, you know, it's horrible. And in Robin Williams' case, he was dealing with, I think it was the Lewy body dementia. It's a horrible, debilitating disease. I'm not going to judge Robin Williams. And, I don't even judge Anthony Bourdain or the designer lady. These are people who, you know, they prove that you can be rich, successful, high profile, and still just be sad, miserable, and in the depths of depression. And it's a horrible thing. I've had suicide affect families, friends of family. And it's a horrible thing. And and if anybody's ever thinking about doing something to harm themselves, I mean, gotta get help. But if you're gonna do it, please don't use a gun.
Well, I mean, a friend of mine, one of my first producer in radio committed suicide earlier this year and he shot himself.
Hmm.
And all I thought about was my friend was dead. Because for me, there is no moral high ground on being dead. There's no good death if it's premature. If he died from cancer, it would have been the same amount of I didn't like it. So I'm putting this out, and then certain writers within the gun writing community start contacting me to find out how he did it. And when I point out that he shot himself, that's all they were hung up about.
Uh-huh.
That was a bad thing, and I think suicide is a sad thing, but I mean, when you look in Japan, and you look at that suicide forest, they basically have a resort to go hang themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine me and you going to Japan and, you know, I'd be like, I want to go see Akihabara and I want to go see Shinjuku and I want to go see this. And then, you know, if somebody looks at me and goes, do you want to go to the suicide forest?
There's no
impetus for me to go there. I don't want to go there and find a dead body. I don't want to go there. And, you know, you go there and every time somebody, when they filmed just the parking lot, you see these cars that have clearly been sitting there for months.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
They walked in there and they walked off the main trail and they hung themselves.
Yeah.
So, suicide is a, and it seems like that is really getting prevalent here in these United States. It seems like it's sort of becoming, using a word the gun grabbers use, as an epidemic. But
it's one of those things. It's a trend, and it's one of those things that there is a contagion effect.
Right.
And the media have a place in reporting responsibly. There's a suicide prevention organization that puts out a media guide to how to report on suicide, and I think it's worth following. And I think that those protocols should also be applied to mass shootings. I know that they're headline grabbing. They're horrible. But they feel an agenda. They also tend to snowball. And how to best do that, you know, how to report on it without sensationalizing it. I don't even like the term. I don't like shooter. I don't like the term gunman. Gunman sounds sensational.
Yeah.
They ought to say low-life scum, but that doesn't offer
too many syllables for them. Too many syllables for them. Before we run out of time, let's talk about how, what firearms coalition. We got less than a minute, so. Firearms Coalition.
Firearms Coalition
Facebook.
Is an organization, quasi-organization. It's more of a state of mind than an organization, but it is. Follows on from Neil Knox, who was the executive director of ILA and of the NRA's lobby. And Dad founded it back after he was on the outs with NRA after they endorsed a bullet ban. And we've been kind of fighting the good fight ever since. We've talked about we hold NRA's feet to the fire, but we also go we fight the larger fight. We try to inform. We try to give good information. We want to make sure our information is. We put Dad's ideas out there. We want to force votes. We want to have people politically involved and be part of it. We're out on Facebook. Look up Firearms Coalition, and we're very soon going to get this website refreshed. I'm in the process of it now. By July 4th, I want to have a little rebaptism of the website.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.